Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic here with you. Nick Kieser on the ones and twos as well. Excited to be joined by our next guest, Joe Fortenbaugh from ESPN. He's a part of Daily Wager, which is on ESPN2, and co-host of Joe and Amber Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 Eastern, 6 to 8 Central Time on ESPN Radio. Joe, how you doing? Thanks for doing this.
Oh, it's my pleasure, guys. Thanks so much for having me on. You know, I was doing some hits throughout the course of last week, and you're getting ready for the Super Bowl, and it's like, yeah, you know, we're still a week plus out, so there's some stuff to talk about, but how excited can I get? I don't want to allow myself to get too excited at that point because you still have so much time until the game kicks off. But now here we are, Super Bowl week, past media night, handful of days to get this thing started, so I'm stoked. Thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. So they did have media night last night, which I don't really know what we get from that. I mean, I was just A.J. Brown, obviously, gets a lot of talk around here, being the former Titan and now with the Eagles. And one of our hosts asked him, you know, how he feels about the Titans missing the playoffs and he's in the Super Bowl. And he elected to say no comment, which I'm like, come on, just talk a little trash. But what's kind of your thought on how they do this now with the media night and going around to different podiums and talking to the players and coaches?
It's a non-event to me. Like, that's what it is. It's a non-event, and I'm probably not supposed to say things like that, but I really couldn't care less. I attended it 3 years in a row. I believe it was 09, 10, and 11, the 3 years I covered the Super Bowl. So it was Saints, Colts, and then it was Packers, Steelers, and then Giants, Patriots, the second one, not the first one. And those events were decent. If you wanted to get, I would always pick a podium that was further down the line with a lesser-known star, and I would ask some football questions just to get some context on the game and the preparation because I was interested in that. But it's kind of just a you-know-what show. People showing up, media members trying to make it about themselves. You know, I was in Arizona the year Seattle and New England played, and some guy was walking around naked except for the fact that he was inside of a giant, like, wine barrel. And it just, you know, people are trying to draw attention to themselves. So I get it. It's a circus-like affair. But if you're trying to get any coverage on the game or you actually want to talk football, it's probably not the place to go.
Talking to Joe Fortenbaugh of ESPN. So since you are a part of Daily Wager, and we all know that the Super Bowl always brings a lot of different prop bets, not just player props and game props, but a lot of things surrounding the game. Is there a particular prop that stands out to you that you think could be fun?
Yeah, it's like how much time you got, right? Because I got a list of them here. So we can break them down to like player props. We could talk about MVP, anytime touchdown, first touchdown, things of that nature. I would say one that stands out that I think is going to start getting a little bit more attention, Jake Elliott, the kicker for the Philadelphia Eagles. His prop for total points scored is 7.5. So that would essentially be 2 field goals, 2 extra points. That's 8 points. That would be an over. A lot of guys like the under here. I like the under as well. Couple reasons. One, Philadelphia doesn't kick a lot of field goals. Very aggressive on fourth down, and very aggressive, reason number two, on two-point conversions. So 7.5 points is a lot for a kicker who might not get the opportunities that the normal kicker would get because he plays on an offense that's very aggressive on fourth down. So I think that one's very popular right now. It's one I'm keeping an eye on. If you want to talk about the first touchdown or an anytime touchdown, Fortson, the wide receiver for the Kansas City Chiefs, he's like 60-1 to score the first TD of the game. To score a touchdown at any point, he's 13-1. Those are great prices that are based on a guy who doesn't get a lot of burn. But remember something. Look at all the injuries to the Kansas City wide receiving unit. If these guys come in and don't play or are limited, Fortson suddenly becomes a much more valuable target to quarterback Patrick Mahomes. And if he ends up starting in this game, it ain't going to be 60-1 to score the first touchdown or 13-1 to score an anytime touchdown. So that's the type of thing you want to look for. Guys who might have prices based on limited playing time but could end up getting a lot of playing time due to some sort of injury. And that lesson carries over to props in baseball, in hockey, and basketball as well.
Okay, Joe, let's take it one step further. You said anytime touchdown. What about a 2 score? Do you have a guy that, you know, you like either on the Eagles or on the Chiefs to get 2 TDs in the Super Bowl?
If I was to break it down, I mean, I do know that playing Jalen Hurts to score 1 is like plus 113. He's found the end zone in 7 of his last 9 games. Kansas City has not done well against running quarterbacks this season. So that's the obvious one right out of the gate. If I'm thinking about a guy scoring two TDs, Hurts stands out. Now, you're not going to get a great price on something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not it's A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith might be intriguing as well. If you look at Kansas City's history this season against number one wide receivers, they have really struggled, really struggled. If you look at just the first 6 weeks of the season, Hollywood Brown, and he was a number one at that time because was suspended, DeAndre Hopkins. Hollywood Brown, Devontae Adams, Stephon Diggs, Mike Evans, Mike Williams. Those were five of the first six games for Kansas City. Those are all number ones who scored touchdowns. So A.J. Brown, I hate to say it, in Tennessee,
Ooh. He
could be one of those guys. Yeah, I figured that was coming. I probably should have just kept that one to myself. That could be a guy who has success against this defense. And then again, like I said, a player like Fortson for Kansas City, keep an eye on those numbers because he could be getting some excellent playing time based on the fact that there's injuries to other guys at the position.
We got Joe Fortenbaugh from ESPN Radio on with us. Joe, my stepdad's a huge gambler, and he is loving all this gambling talk right now. But I have a quick question on maybe a first half or a second half prop. Do you like the Eagles over in the first half?
All right, so when it comes to Philadelphia, they've been the best first-half team in the NFL all season long, right? They're number one in first-half scoring. They've been blowing the opposition out. They cover first-half lines at a ridiculous rate. So a lot of people obviously are going to talk about that leading into this game. Do we follow it again? You know, it's a cheap price because it's a tight spread. Here's the one reason I have for pause, and I had him in the first half against the Niners last week. I had him in the first half against the Giants 2 weeks ago. Andy Reid is extraordinary when he has extra preparation. When he has an extra week to prepare coming off the bye, whether it's straight up or against the spread, Andy Reid is phenomenal. Now, on top of that, there's this whole issue of teams with experience in the Super Bowl versus teams without. I know people will say, well, the Eagles were here 5 years ago. There's not a lot of guys left from that team that are still on this roster. And what worries me is when you've been in the Super Bowl recently, you understand what it's like the week leading into the game. All the people that are going to reach out for ticket requests, for media requests, getting your family set in Arizona, all the things you have to deal with. If you've been there, you understand that you need to get all of that done early so you can focus on the game. If you haven't been there, you can get caught up in all the distractions. So that's something that worries me from a Philadelphia versus Kansas City perspective. The Chiefs have been there twice very recently. A lot of these Eagles haven't. So to bet the Eagles in the first half, I got to be confident that they're going to come out firing like they normally do. And I've got two big reasons. The Super Bowl hangover or the delay coming in, or the experience, I should say, and the Andy Reid off a bye thing. Those are two reasons that are giving me pause for playing the Eagles in the first half this time around.
Okay, and taking a look, you know, away from the Super Bowl for a second and looking at the quarterback market, there's been a lot of chatter on where Aaron Rodgers will end up. What do you think about his odds of maybe landing here with the Tennessee Titans, or is there a specific team that you think Aaron will head to next season?
So when it comes to odds for things like that, we can play that stuff offshore, meaning books that are located outside of the country, but a lot of times you can't find that in America based on rules, regulations, all this other stuff. I'm not going to bore anyone with that. But if you're looking to bet it, when it comes to Rodgers, so much is up in the air. I'm probably going to sound like a homer because I'm here in Las Vegas.
I would
look to the Raiders. I would look to the Raiders. I think that based on the season they just had with their new front office and coaching staff, they want to get splashy. Derek Carr is going to be leaving. They've got some money available in which they can go make some moves, and they're going to want to move this thing in the right direction. And I think if you're Rodgers and you look around at your options, he's a golfer. There's a ton of great golf here in Las Vegas. There's no state income tax. There are a lot of great qualities to living in a place like this for a guy like him. You know, you go to New York and you're going to have to deal with that media. There's no local media here. No one's going to be breathing down your neck or putting pressure on you. It doesn't happen in this town. You know, we got a lot of other things going on. We're not going to crush the local football team when the reality is we all came from other areas and we root for different teams to begin with. So if I was to make a wager on that, I'd be looking at the Raiders, but no inside information or anything like that.
Talking to Joe Fortenbaugh of ESPN. All right, you know, it's a Tuesday of Super Bowl week, so we're in bankroll builder mode right now. College basketball, some college hoops tonight. Anything stand out to you that you like?
I don't have anything in hoops or hockey or anything just yet. I would love to, but I don't. But I will say this. If you're looking to get ready to try to make some money, and this will lead you right into the start of the Super Bowl, the Waste Management Open gets set from Arizona, same location as the Super Bowl, on Thursday. Okay, the tournament will be over on Sunday. They have an early start. They get it done before the Super Bowl starts, so you'd be able to cash those tickets right before kickoff if you wanted to make some investments. And this is the best event on tour. I mean, in terms of the party atmosphere on location, I was there when it was a non-Super Bowl year. I was also there when it was a Super Bowl year. People get nuts at this thing. Put it on your bucket list. It's a great event to attend. So I'll give you this. I'm going to give you three names right now that you can play to win this thing. All right? Colin Morikawa at 25-1, Sung Jae-im at 30-1, and Hideki Matsuyama 35-1. I'd play futures on those three guys. If you're looking for a longer shot, Sam Burns is 55-1. I'd be looking to take a shot there. And then if you're looking to try to make some quick money, Hideki Matsuyama to be your first round leader. So maybe you could cash that on Thursday, and then you're ready to roll into the weekend. I'd love to have some hoops or hockey for you guys. The thing with me is with this week, I'm really locking in on not just the Super Bowl. A lot of that hay is in the barn, but this golf tournament is one that I absolutely love, and there are so many great golfers in the field. I'm going to have a lot of action on that. So hopefully the listeners out there, great listeners in Tennessee, will be interested in making some golf money this weekend.
I have taken notes, and I appreciate that.
Yes.
Diligent notes. Diligent, orderly notes.
I'm placing the bets right here.
Yeah,
thank
you. There you go. No doubt.
There you go.
Joe? Appreciate it as always. It's good to talk to you again, and we will do it again soon. Thanks so much.
Yeah, Chase. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thanks,
I miss
Joe.
You, buddy. Hopefully, we can get together again sometime soon. But if not, reach out anytime. I love coming on with you guys, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with your audience. Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Joe.
I'll be in Vegas in March, so I'll look you up.
Yeah. Make sure you give me the call well in advance. Let's get booked, because if you don't do these things in organized fashion, if you've ever seen Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, they can go sideways in a hurry.
That is very true and a very good reference. Thanks, Joe.
See you guys.
See
Joe Fortenbaugh, ESPN on Daily Wager as well, co-hosts of Joe and Amber on ESPN Radio 6-8 Central Time. That you can hear here on some nights as well. But, appreciate Joe. And, hey, good notes on golf. I had to take some notes there. I think that could be definitely a good play. Coming up next, we will get back into the Titans. You talked about Aaron Rodgers a little bit there. We started the show talking about Aaron Rodgers and how realistic it is that he could come to the Titans. We'll get back into that next. It's Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.